USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There are reports of a possible new agreement to pause the fighting between Israel and Hamas and allow for hostage releases in Gaza. The Paris-based news agency AFP is citing a Hamas official who spoke on condition of anonymity. They said that Hamas has no major issues with a new proposal from Israel and Gaza. Negotiators from Egypt and Qatar are meeting in Cairo Monday with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Meanwhile, President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke at length by phone Sunday night. Hannah Siegel, whose uncle Keith is a U.S.-Israeli citizen being held hostage by Hamas, joined CBS News and said while she thinks a deal can get done to release more hostages, she's also a bit skeptical.
Ultimately, this is a negotiation between Hamas and Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel, and one of the things that really worries my family and worries me is that it's arguably not in Prime Minister Netanyahu's political interest to close a deal.
A Biden-Trump debate could be in the works. USA's John Schaefer with more.
President Biden expressed his willingness to debate Donald Trump before the November presidential election. He made the statement Friday during an interview with radio host Howard Stern.
I am somewhere, I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
Trump, who declined to participate in the Republican primary debates, has stated on social media that he is ready to debate Biden anytime, anywhere, any place.
Officials in Oklahoma say at least four people are dead after a weekend tornado outbreak. Two were killed when a large twister hit the small town of Holdenville, about 60 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. Governor Kevin Stitt toured several hard-hit communities Sunday, calling the devastation unbelievable. He also declared a state of emergency for a dozen counties Sunday. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
One member of the U.S. Senate says the country is being stretched too thin, helping allies fight wars on two fronts and eyeing adversaries in the Indo-Pacific on a potential third front. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance says the U.S. cannot sustain its current level of support for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
If we focus on East Asia, if we focus on containing the Chinese, the Europeans can step up in Europe.
Vance on with Fox News Sunday. This after Congress and the White House approved and signed a new $95 billion foreign aid package. Measles cases are on the rise. Jen Gelber has the story.
The number of measles cases around the world nearly doubled from 2022 to 2023, presenting a challenge to efforts in achieving and maintaining elimination status in many countries. Almost half of this year's cases have been in the World Health Organization's European region, with the highest incidence in Azerbaijan, Kyrgyzstan, and Yemen. According to the CDC, the U.S. has had 128 measles cases reported in 20 jurisdictions this year. This is the highest number since 2019.
President Biden is praising a new labor agreement between the United Auto Workers and Daimler. The UAW and the German truck manufacturer came to an agreement Saturday that avoided a strike of 7,000 workers at a North Carolina plant and some southern distribution centers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.